Narcissists have this way of making us feel responsible for their happiness. After dealing with one of these toxic people for many years, you might even allow yourself to feel responsible for keeping them emotionally safe, or at least for making sure that they have whatever they want or need in any given moment. And if you're anything like I was, you might have even gone to extremes to do it. For me, this was true even when I had to do something that I really didn't want to do, like pay my bills late in order to make sure my ex had the money he needed to pay for his hobbies or whatever it was he wanted. Or sometimes it would mean doing something that is even further outside of your personal ethical standards. And I won't elaborate here, but I can't tell you how many times people have shared stories like this with me. And I have a few of my own that would knock your socks off, if I'm being honest. The same thing happened with my narcissistic parent, but in a bit of a different way. In this case, I knew what was and was not acceptable, and I would do whatever I could to try to fit into the mold that had been created for me. Often, this was to my detriment. For example, she would cook food that she knew I did not like, and she would act upset if I refused to eat it. To put it mildly, by the time I was 8 or 9, I had taken to pretending to like food that literally made me sick to my stomach in order to please her. Worse, I would lead her go sneak into the fridge at night and eat stuff that I did like, which would also get me in trouble. This would, of course, lead me to a lifelong struggle with my weight. Side note, I'm not blaming anyone else but myself for my struggles there, and I am working on getting that under control. But the truth is that my weight issues could cause serious health problems, and have in the past. And at least the psychological part of them are partially related to the situation I just described. So does any of that ring true for you? Whether you had a narcissistic ex or a narcissistic friend or parent, did you find yourself feeling the need to keep them happy? Have you ever wondered exactly why that might be? What exactly caused you to try to keep them satisfied, even when that meant going above and beyond at your own expense? You knew that if you didn't give the narcissist what they wanted and what they needed, you would face whatever consequences they might enact. You would be the focal point of their rage, and the narcissist would devalue you even more. That is a terrifying thought that haunts anyone who's ever been in a toxic relationship with a narcissist. But starting the moment you realize what you've been dealing with, you're gonna start to change. It'll seem slow, but before you know it, you'll get to the point where you really begin to understand that you have been abused. You'll recognize that your boundaries have been violated over and over again by that narcissist. That'll be right around the time when you reach a point where you know something in your life needs to change, and fast. Your understanding of this person and their personality issues, well, it'll get clearer and more comprehensive as you study them and you look at their typical narcissistic behaviors, checking them against videos and podcasts like this one. As this happens, you're going to find yourself thinking a little differently, and you might even stop trying to coddle and protect them from disappointment or anger or whatever that will inevitably come when they notice that you're no longer tolerating their childish behavior. When you realize you've actually been enabling the narcissist by giving them narcissistic supply, you might even get a little angry. Your anger might propel you forward, and you might cut their source of supply right off, whether you do this in a cold turkey fashion or you use a more subtle fade away kind of method. In any case, when you do finally have enough of the mind games and manipulation, well, you've got to know it's not going to sit well with the narcissist. They're going to feel like they can't function without you at this point. And even though you have given of yourself to the point that it has caused you a lifetime of mental and emotional exhaustion, not to mention the possibility of health problems, all the narcissist knows at this moment is that they're not getting what they want or need. The fact is that there's literally nothing you could possibly do to actually be enough for the narcissist anyway. But they're going to be happy to keep draining you forever if you allow it. And if you don't, well, that's when the narcissist is going to snap and lose control. If you've been there, you already know how scary that can be. And what should you expect when this happens? Well, let's talk about it. First, you're going to get narcissistic injury followed by narcissistic rage. See, the very thing that causes the narcissist to snap is when they endure narcissistic injury, which is a painful reminder that they are not as good as they believe. Then they become desperate for more supply. Yeah, see, in any case where a narcissist feels upset, hurt, or offended, or when they don't get special treatment or special favors, or literally anytime they don't get what they want, they will demonstrate narcissistic injury to guilt you into doing exactly what they want. And once you've realized who they are and you stop trying to please someone who will never ever really be satisfied, well, that's when the narcissistic rage will set in. Narcissistic rage is a tactic the narcissist uses when they know they're wrong, but they won't admit it. Or when they don't get what they want. Or when people don't treat them differently or more special than other people. Or of course, when their sense of entitlement is threatened. Basically, anytime things don't go their way, the narcissist will get inconsolably angry in an attempt to bully or coerce you into giving them what they want. So once they see you won't budge and you won't do whatever it is they're demanding in any given moment, well, they snap and they fly into that narcissistic rage, which is also a sign of them losing control of their emotions. You can compare it to a toddler having a violent tantrum. And while they might be relatively intelligent in other ways, narcissists are about as emotionally mature as that toddler. When they're feeling unhappy or upset or angry or put upon in any way, they will spin out of control and stomp their feet and hold their breath, proverbially speaking anyway. Even literally in some cases. Let's talk about the devalue and the discard. When the narcissist is losing control, you can expect them to be tearing you down in any way they can. The devalue phase will be in full effect. This is when they will beat you down emotionally. They will insult you outright or covertly, and they will make you doubt yourself and your self-worth. It's a typical part of the narcissist's cycle of abuse, and when they do it effectively, it can cause you to believe you don't have a chance of finding someone else out there, someone better, or that you're not worthy of love or consideration. But my friend, don't fall for it. The narcissist, they chose you for a reason, probably because you really are the amazing person they thought you were in the beginning when they were idealizing you. In fact, it's pretty common for narcissists to use devaluation to keep you from leaving. You see, by implanting such ideas into your head, they're going to hope that you feel like they're your last resort. Again, don't fall for it. Let's be honest, if you're anything like me, you realize that being alone would be far less difficult than continuing to be with someone who makes you feel alone. Now, don't misunderstand me here. The fact is that the narcissist will devalue you even when they are receiving plenty of supply from you. But if you cut it off, or you simply just express that you also need to care for your own needs, well, that's enough to make the narcissist snap. And that's when you can expect them to get really mean while they attempt to further devalue you. When the narcissist is losing control, you can expect them to throw a whole list of mistakes at you as they dig deep into your insecurities, saying literally anything they can think of to hurt you. There's no level to which they will not stoop. Inevitably, this will lead to you being discarded, whether they actually leave you or not. And either literally or figuratively, the narcissist will sort of throw you away, as in push you out of their life. This can happen as part of a rotating cycle of abuse that can go on for decades if you let it, or it can be a final breakup, a sort of showdown of sorts, which will hopefully represent the ultimate end of the toxic relationship. And despite the fact that you might think otherwise, right now, trust me when I tell you this would be the best possible outcome. Other things that might happen are far more ominous, and yes, this does include that you might actually end up staying with them or getting back together. And if you're still in the relationship, or you're just freshly out of it and you're still hurting, I know it might not feel that way right now. It'll feel like your whole life would be over if you really lost this person completely. But listen, I promise you that one day, when you finally do get away and you finally start to heal, you will remember this very moment and you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know I was telling the truth. If you're already out and you're beginning to heal, then you already know. I think we can all agree that dealing with a narcissist is always emotionally and even physically exhausting, especially since you have to deal with little fits of narcissistic rage if something doesn't go their way. They can be verbally, emotionally, and psychologically controlling, abusive, and once you've seen them for what they are, you can't unsee them. Even if a part of you wishes they'd become the person they promised you in the first place, or if the other part of you feels guilty, the truth is that the biggest part of you knows that this person is toxic in your life, and that if you're ever going to be able to begin to create the life that you truly want and deserve, you've got to extricate them in no uncertain terms. So how do you get a narcissist to leave you alone? Now, obviously, learning to set strong boundaries and going no contact with a narcissist would be the ideal thing to do. As uncommon as it feels and as difficult as this can be, no contact can and will work with a parent, a sibling, or even an ex if you don't have to co-parent with them. It'll work if you're dealing with a narcissistic coworker, boss, or a friend, an acquaintance. And just real quick, in case you're unfamiliar with no contact, it's what happens when you literally block the narcissist from contacting you at all. You stop seeing them, speaking to them, and otherwise communicating with them. This, done successfully, will prevent them from harassing you. Of course, in many cases, this leads to the inevitable hoovering stage, like I mentioned, meaning they try to suck you back into the relationship. And that, if we're being honest, means they're trying to hook you back in for their own gain, usually for the narcissistic supply of some kind or another. Hoovers might come in the form of drama or pretending to need help with something that only you can do, or even that declaration of undying love I mentioned a moment ago. When they use the Hoover maneuver, the narcissist might say things like, "Oh, I totally miss you," or give fake apologies. You need to stay strong and keep your boundaries firm if you're not going to give in to them when they do that. However, if you cannot go no contact, there are other ways to get them to stop bothering you. The first one I'm going to share with you might shock you a little, but when you're struggling with getting a narcissist out of your life because you personally don't want to let go, you got a big problem on your hands. While you know logically that they are toxic for you, trauma bonding, abuse amnesia, and feeling lonely can be big deterrents to actually letting go of the narcissist. Which brings me to number one, get justifiably angry. Yeah, I don't know about you, but for me, the effects of anger become very physical. And if I allow myself to stay angry for long, it's not good for me or anyone else. If I stay upset for long, I find that I get sick to my stomach, I clench my jaw, give myself headaches, and I tense up every muscle in my body. You know how it is. It's a miserable way to live. Have you experienced this? The strong effects of emotions on your body? But despite what some toxic gurus will tell you, anger is not a wasted emotion if you use it to your advantage. And as it turns out, it does not negatively affect you physically when it is actively propelling you toward a goal that will make your life better in some way. In fact, it can definitely serve a purpose in your recovery from narcissistic abuse. How? Well, justified anger is sort of like fear with a little courage thrown in. And if I'm being honest, ending my relationship with my ex was sparked by anger. Same for my narcissistic parent. I was angry. In fact, I had to get angry before I could get away. Another time anger served me well was when I lost 100 pounds a few years ago. In order to make the long-term difficult commitment necessary to take off all that weight, I had to get really mad at both myself and the world to get going. Now, there is such a thing as constructive anger, and it is this kind of anger that causes you to stand up and to create positive change in both yourself and your life circumstances. Sometimes, anger can help neutralize your fear and power up your gumption to get you through the hard transitions. You know, the things that you just might be afraid to conquer without that little push of emotion. Listen, the psychology of justified anger is pretty powerful. According to Harry Mills, PhD, anger can also be a substitute for emotion. By this, we mean that sometimes people make themselves so angry that they don't have to feel pain. People change their feelings of pain into anger because it feels better to be angry than it does to be in pain. If you're trying to get a narcissist away from you, find a way to get angry at them for all the horrible things they did to you. This will not only propel you forward and keep your eye on the goal, getting the toxic poison out of your life, but it may also shock the narcissist into realizing that you're actually done with them. With this being said, your anger should be directed toward moving forward for yourself, not any sort of revenge toward the narcissist, at least not directly. This is for two reasons. First, narcissists are dangerous, and if you do anything to directly take revenge on them, you can rest assured they're going to come back at you twice as hard. And second, not only do you not need any more negative energy in your life, but the very best revenge against any narcissist, my friend, is to live your life well without them, taking away the thing they need the very most, narcissistic supply, and giving yourself the peace, the space, and the time you need to heal and live your best life. Which brings me to number two, get your emotions in check. Sometimes you've got to deal with a narcissist for some reason. For example, you can't go no contact with a narcissist if you're co-parenting with them. Or if you're dealing with one at work, sometimes you're stuck. But what you can do is use the Grey Rock method, which means not engaging the narcissist. You keep the emotion out of it. When they try to manipulate you or provoke you, which inevitably they will, you just kind of act like you're detached from the situation. It's a sort of air of professional detachment, even in a personal relationship. You almost try to see them as a stranger and communicate on that same level that you would communicate with someone you don't really know. You become so uninteresting that the narcissist has no other choice but to leave you alone, eventually. You literally almost become the Grey Rock itself. You act boring and uninteresting. The narcissist might look to pick a fight due to differences in opinion, or maybe they just want to get a rise out of you for some reason. But if you won't make eye contact with them and you keep your body language under control, reply with things like, mm-hmm, or oh, aha, or hmm, that's interesting, and use vague one-word answers, well, they're going to have to give up. They're going to get bored. Basically, you refuse to show them any emotion whatsoever. Now, it's hard when you try it at first, but once you see it working, you're going to notice something. The narcissist is either going to be a little shocked or they're actually going to up their manipulation game a little at first. Now, at this point, I want you to feel very powerful because you're going to know it's working. Just hold out, and eventually they will realize you're no longer going to give them the reaction they want from you, and they're going to go bother someone else. That brings me to number three, get this narcissist out of your system. This is the most difficult one of all in so many ways. You can do what you can to Grey Rock and show no emotions, but eventually you might cave if the narcissist keeps triggering you. Part of the reason they're so good at pushing your buttons is that they installed some of them, as in their abuse has created certain triggers in you, and they are quite familiar with how to dig at you in order to get those trigger moments flowing. So if you're gonna get the narcissist out of your life, you have to get them out of your head. In a way, you have to do a detox of them so that you can remove them from your emotions, your thoughts, your state of being, all of that stuff, your energy. This way you're gonna be unaffected by their behavior. Now, this might require coaching or therapy as well as meditation and journaling, but you can do it yourself if you're willing to give it a shot. It does not matter whether you have to deal with them or you've gone no contact with them. You just need to get them out of your energy, out of your space. Because if you come across the narcissist after going no contact and they see they're no longer getting to you like they once did, then that will be incredibly powerful. They will see that you aren't bothered by them genuinely. They will also leave you alone if they really do see that you're not vulnerable to them anymore. To do your own narcissist detox, start with your personal space. Remove anything that reminds you of the narcissist. If you're living in the same space that you shared with the narcissist, consider replacing or rearranging the furniture and the decor in a new way. Wash the curtains or replace them if you can, and change the comforter on your bed. Switch things up a little bit. Now, something I've been doing with several of my clients is I've been using something called an expedited grief weekend. This is where we talk several times a day for 15 minutes each time. And on those calls, they get little assignments that help them get through the most painful parts of grief. And then by the end of the weekend, they have a plan for going forward without the narcissist and with less immediate pain. If you want me to make a video explaining the process that I use, I will be happy to do that. Let me know in the comments. But this is something you can do on your own. Number four, what if the narcissist won't leave your house? In a lot of cases, this is the deal. The narcissist refuses to leave your home even when the relationship has been officially ended. In many cases, this is about control. In some cases, it's more because the narcissist doesn't have the money or the ability to move. But in any case, the narcissist knows leaving the home will mean a more permanent disconnection of narcissistic supply, and so they want to remain in control as long and as much as possible. If this is the case for you, there are certain things you can do. First, if you own the home and the narcissist has a job outside the home or any other reason they leave at scheduled times, you could pack up everything they own, put it in a storage locker, and pay 1 month's rent on it. Then you could change the locks on your place, tape a note to the front door explaining where their stuff is along with the storage locker key. Alternatively, you could go through the legal eviction process in your area, which is probably the right thing to do technically, especially if they've stayed in the home longer than 90 days. Now, if the narcissist owns the home or you own the home together, you may need to either prepare to move or get your attorney involved, because getting them out of the house will be a little harder. Now, if physical abuse becomes an issue, you can definitely contact the police after the incident and be sure to press charges. This will buy you a little time. You can get a restraining order, move their stuff out of the house into that storage locker we talked about, and then in any case, always be aware of the eviction laws where you live in case the narcissist does try to get litigious with you. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever experienced a narcissist who snapped and sort of lost control? And how did that turn out? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.